This is Reggie Brown, and I'm the Executive Vice President of the Florida Tomato Exchange.
Let's just kind of give our listeners a synopsis, an update of where we stand right now with the issues.
Well, where we stand right now in the original request to withdraw from the 1996 dumping case that we delivered to Commerce on the 22nd of June, the Commerce Department held it for 60 days, didn't act on that request, but then asked the industry to undergo a change of circumstance review, which is the equivalent of a referendum of the domestic tomato industry. And the bar to succeed in that referendum was 85% of the domestic tomato volume based on USDA's numbers for 2011, which is the most recent year. We then had 14 days from that point in time in August to obtain affidavits from the industry across the country. We went out, talked with growers all over the country, and succeeded in collecting affidavits supporting the withdrawal from the dumping case from 90% of the volume shown in the USDA 2011 data, which was quite a feat. Commerce Department, as of yesterday, which would be October the 2nd, posted their preliminary decision on that change of circumstance review, supporting the domestic industry's request to withdraw from the 96 case. There is a process in place for some further evidence to go into the Commerce Department and a time frame set up for Commerce to take rebuttals and cross-rebuttals. And hopefully sometime in the not-too-distant future, the Commerce Department will issue a final ruling which will allow the domestic industry to withdraw that case. It is 16 years old. And it is the basis for the suspension agreement that is in place between the Mexican industry and the Commerce Department. And that agreement is fundamentally flawed since it is based on antiquated data and isn't relevant to today's reality.
You mentioned all over the country, other states, California especially, probably have a pretty big stake in this as well. Are they in agreement with Florida growers?
We had 90% of the domestic tomato industry agreeing with the position the Florida industry had taken. That included virtually all of the greenhouse industry in the U.S. and the major field-grown producing states such as California, Georgia, Virginia, Arkansas, Alabama, Ohio, Michigan were all in agreement to withdraw from the old case.
What is our concerns? Obviously, retaliation from Mexico has been talked about. What are our concerns about that right now?
The talk of retaliation by the Mexican industry and the marketers of the Mexican product on the border are totally inappropriate in keeping with today's reality of WTO regulation, NAFTA agreements between two countries taking steps that would not be supported by fact simply to retaliate are absolutely ludicrous in terms of governments acting in such an inappropriate and, in fact, illegal way.
What is our best-case scenario? Looking forward, obviously this has been a long process, looks like it's going to continue to be a long process. What would be the best case for our growers?
We're looking for a situation that will allow for free and fair trade to take place in tomatoes within the North American marketplace. That is our ultimate goal, and we believe that it is achievable. If, in fact, we get the opportunity to withdraw from this case and move forward into the future.
And talked a little bit during our first question about timelines, got to go through due process. What is our next step? What's the timeline that we're looking at for all this to happen?
The Commerce Department has up to as much as 270 days from, I believe it's the 22nd of August, to rule finally on the change of circumstance review that's currently in, at play. Hopefully, Commerce will not take that long to do that. We're optimistic that it will take place in a shorter time frame.
Could everything else that's going on with Congress and elections and all that, could that by any chance play any role in that of delaying it or anything else?
Well, the change of circumstance is a process that is established by rule and statute, and the Commerce Department has functioned based on the facts and ruled appropriately in keeping with their prior experiences and regulations dealing with the change of circumstance. And it is a process, procedural process, that is underway. It's really not a political contest. It's do you have the 85%? And if you do, then in fact you've proven that the significantly all of the domestic tomato industry takes that position, and hopefully Congress will, or Commerce Department will recognize that and allow the industry to move forward.